This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Roy Niemeyer, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation. Do you have a child that is or will be going to college? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation gives out 6 scholarships each year to students whose parents are guardians of Montgomery County Farm Bureau members in good standing. Your student needs to take enough courses to be a full-time student and must be taking classes in ag-related fields. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or come in the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, or membership means value.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing, not providing enough supplies, or not showing up for equipment maintenance? Call Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville, your local provider of in-home oxygen, concentrators, and portable oxygen. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. Call Michelle's Pharmacy for your oxygen supplies in Carlinville, 854-4022, or Gillespie, 839-9901, or visit michellespharmacy.com.
First of all, in the farm news on this Tuesday morning, the DTN general opening call later this morning, expect corn to open 2 to 3 cents lower, beans 3 to 4 cents higher, and wheat 2 to 4 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market, 61 cents higher at 101.52, the Brent crude 4 cents higher at 117.97. The April gold contract, $4.40 lower at $1,720.50, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.104 higher at 79.050. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 641.25, up 11.25. May wheat closed at 646.5, up 8.5. July wheat closed at 657.25, up 8.75. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 639.5, up 7.75. May corn closed at 643, up 7.5. And July corn closed at 646, up 6.75. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1252. That's 1252, up 23 cents. May beans closed at 1260, up 22.5, and July beans closed at 1268.75, up 21.75. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 330.50, up 105. May meal closed at 333.30, up 103. July meal closed at 335.80, up 99. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 53.05, up 52. May oil closed at 53.42, up 50. July oil closed at 53.80, that was up 49 cents. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.25, that was up 7. May oats closed at 3.14, and that was up 4.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for, once again, the weekend cash grain bids.
This is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon. A rally in the soybean market helped with increases of both corn and wheat prices today. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 11 cents higher at 633 to 647, with soybean bids mostly 22 to 24 cents up at 1228 to 1242. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 7 to 10 cents higher, 640 to 660. Soybean bids were mostly 22 to 24 cents higher, 1237 to 1255. Wheat bids closed 9 to 11 cents higher at 624 to 648. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids 4 to 10 cents up, ranging from 640 to 647. Soybeans were 22 to 24 cents higher, 1237 to 1252. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 10 to 11 cents up at 651 to 656. Soybeans ended 23 to 26 cents higher at 1255 to 1259. New crop wheat prices were 4 to 9 cents higher at 637 to 638. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 8 cents higher, 668 to 672. These elevators raised their soybean prices 22 to 23 cents with quotations at 1273 to 1276. Soft wheat closed 8 cents higher, 657 to 658, with Milo ending the day 8 cents higher at 634 to 635. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 86.97, up 12. April hogs closed at 87.97, down 32 cents. May hogs closed at $97, down 30. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 125.52, up 157. April cattle closed at 128.12, up $1.32. June cattle closed at 126.75, up 80 cents. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 154.72, up 110. April feeders closed at 156.90, up 115. May feeders closed at 158.57, up 127. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, February 13th, for the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.21 lower. Carcass-based price range is 75 to 82, weighted average 79.14. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 10,700. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady, 56 to 61, with Illinois direct slaughter sows 1 to 2 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 48 to 54. 450 to 550 pounds at 51 to 57. Over 550 pounds traded from 53 to 56, a few up to 58. Today's estimated receipts of 1,075. Friday's actuals, 850. Pork carcass cut out, 85.35. Excuse me, that's 85.39, and that is up a quarter. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs today, 414,000. Last week, 419,000, and a year ago, 403,000. Cattle today, 123,000. Last week, 124,000. A year ago, 126,000. Box beef cut-up values were steady to firm on light, moderate demand, and light offerings. Total movement today, 129 fabulas and 54 trim. Choice, 187.22 up 57 cents. Select at 181.97, and that is up 9 cents. Saturday, there was a special bred cow sale at the Greenville Livestock Auction, 692 head sold. Trade was active with very good demand. Young, medium, and large frame second stage cows traded at $1,025 to $1,375 a head, with young, medium, and large frame third stage cows from $1,025 to $1,600. Aged large frame second stage cows sold from $850 to $1,175, with young large frame third stage cows trading at $1,350 to $1,650. Middle aged large frame third stage cows at $1,100 to $1,550, and aged large frame third stage cows at $925 to $1,300. Middle-aged medium-frame second-stage cows sold at $1,075 to $1,275, with aged medium-frame second-stage cows at $650 to $1,000. Middle-aged medium-frame third-stage cows sold from $1,000 to $1,550, and aged medium-frame third-stage cows at $800 to $1,125. Young, medium, and large-frame number one cow-calf pairs sold at $1,100 to $1,975, with bred-back pairs at $1,750 to $2,100. Middle-aged, medium, and large frame number one cow-calf pairs at $1,300 to $1,650, with bred-back pairs at $1,350 to $2,350. Aged medium and large frame number one cow-calf pairs from $1,125 to $1,500 with bred backs at $1,200 to $2,250. Middle-aged medium frame number two cow-calf pairs from $1,025 to $1,325. And aged medium and large frame number two cow-calf pairs at $850 to $1,300. At the Hamilton's Madison County Ag Hay Auction on Saturday, 1,981 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and grass hay traded unevenly steady, with wheat straw 50 to 70 cents lower. Premium quality alfalfa small squares sold from $8 to $8.50, with large squares 3x3s at $93, good quality small squares at $5.70 to $7.30, and large squares at $77 to $84. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality large squares at $70. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares at $5.70 to $6.70, large squares $71 to $76. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at $4.20 to $6.70, large squares at $46, and large rounds at $61 to $72. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at $160 to $210, and large squares at $25 to $36. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.07, down 1. March milk at $15.41, down 22. April milk at $15.57, down 23. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.48, up a half. March butter closed at $1.48.5, up a half. April butter closed at $1.53.5, up a half. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.36 unchanged. For March, $1.32.75, up a quarter. And April non-fat dry milk, $1.31.5, up a quarter. Spot prices for block cheese, $1.47.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.47.5, down 1. For butter, $1.39.25, down 4 cents. Non-fat dry milk, $1.33.5, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk for January, $17.05. Wrapping up Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.50. For March, $6.46. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.42. For March, $6.38. Beans delivered either to Scottville or Greenfield for February, $12.38, for March, $12.33. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.19. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.50, corn at Scottville, $6.42, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.38, and wheat at Scottville, $6.19. That's all for Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Part 1 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area on this Tuesday morning. Coming up next, we'll have a check of the weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEMI.com. USMI.com.
Partly cloudy skies later on today, high temperatures in the low 40s and light southwest winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow Wednesday, cloudy skies with showers likely, the high in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the mid-40s. WSMI Weather Watchers Kyle Schmedeke of Irving and the Lang family of Coffeen overnight, 2 inches of snow. Right now at the Weather Center, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy skies, 31 degrees. The Litchfield School District and Zion Lutheran on a two-hour delay this morning, and the Litchfield Head Start morning classes for today are canceled. It's coming up on 6:25, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday was Harley Heppner, the Director of Ag Education for the Illinois State Board of Education. He talked about how ag education in Illinois has grown.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, at the national level, they've grown to an all-time high in membership, which is over 500,000 students across the United States. And in Illinois, we also, just a couple of years ago, had hit an all-time high in membership of over 17,000 students. And that's in the FFA organization. And I think it's important to understand that FFA is really connected to something a little larger. I spoke of agricultural education and FFA, and they really go hand in hand. They work together. There's the agricultural education aspect, which is the classroom instruction and what the students learn sitting in the classroom and actually doing hands-on activities. Working, you know, in a classroom setting. And then the FFA component of that is the student organization component of that. And that's where students are able to take things that they've learned in the classroom and apply those skills. Sometimes it's in a competitive setting, such as a career development event. Sometimes it's in a sort of an interview type setting through competitive events, where we call them proficiency awards, but they're related to their projects that they go in and compete against others with similar projects. And FFA really develops students, their leadership abilities, develops some of their personal skills, helps them to set goals, those types of things. So there's really a lot of different opportunities. And then the third piece of that agriculture classroom, the FFA organization, and the third piece is something that we call supervised agricultural experiences. And those are projects that really there's a wide array of many different types of agriculture-related projects that students can get involved in. And just to hit briefly on that, there are entrepreneurial types of projects. There are placement types of projects where a student can go work for someone else and gain experience. There are research types of projects where students can do their own research, and so they keep records on those, and it's a really important component of what we do in the overall picture of agricultural education with students.
Farmers will soon decide what type of crop insurance to take, if at all. Todd Gleason reports, a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois, says those in the Midwest that have historically chosen GRIP may want to consider the combo or RP plans.
RP stands for Revenue Protection. USDA, RMA, re-rated, lowered in many cases the premiums for those plans in most primary corn and soybean producing counties around the nation last fall. That was not the case for the group risk income plan, says Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke.
The re-rating was for the combo product or the individual farm level products. And so we're seeing the premiums on those individual farm level products go down. At the same time, you're seeing GRIP premiums go up. So those farmers that are taking GRIP may want to reevaluate that decision because, you know, it's getting more expensive to take GRIP and less expensive to take a farm-level crop insurance like RP.
other than a cheaper premium, Schnittke, a farm management specialist at the University of Illinois, says the primary difference between GRIP and the RP or combo products is how the yield is calculated. Combo uses farm-level yields. GRIP uses county-wide yields. Given that, here's what a farmer will find out about GRIP premiums in Illinois.
Yeah, what we've seen this year, GRIP premiums have increased, and again, it's about a 10% increase over much of the state. We're looking at premiums for the 90% coverage level and the 100% protection level, which would be the highest, ranging from something over $100 an acre down to roughly $60 an acre for the product. Again, most of those rate or premiums have increased by about 11%.
Crop insurance is a government-subsidized product and by design supposed to pay out over time at a $1 in, $1 out rate. A GRIP for corn has, and Schnittke says even with the higher premiums will meet that goal. GRIP for soybeans doesn't work that well.
Soybeans, we don't observe that as much. Still, and we do see that, but the cost of the GRIP premiums are going up.
Farmers can check by how much and compare crop insurance products at the University of Illinois Farm Doc website. The address is farmdoc.illinois.edu. It is different than the Farm Doc daily site. The Farm Doc site has online premium calculators and comparison tools for crop insurance. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Pork Checkoff is celebrating February Heart Month with the Love Me Tenderloin contest on Facebook. Pork Checkoff online editorial manager Kathy Lee Fredrickson says this is a fun contest.
We're giving away $50 worth of pork tenderloin a day on our Facebook tab at facebook.com/porkbeinspired. And all people have to do is like us, like that page, and then enter in information. They only need to enter once, and every day we'll be drawing a winner. And so far, we have had over 3,500 entries, which is fantastic. It's a fantastic response, and we've grown the traffic on our Facebook page. I think we're over 50,000 people now like Pork Be Inspired.
The American Heart Association has certified pork tenderloin as extra lean. Pork producers have always known tenderloin is as lean as skinless chicken breast, but this recognition is very important.
To know that that little check mark can now be put on packages, consumers trust the check mark, and so they know that that's a lean choice when they're going to the meat case.
This Facebook contest continues through the end of the month. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or phone 800-456-PORK. In other farm news this morning, emergency response crews and farmers are invited to attend a grain entrapment training session in Grundy County later this week. The event is designed to give them a greater understanding on how to save someone during the first crucial moments of a grain entrapment. The session is being held Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Grundy County Highway Department. There's also a session available to the public. Once again, Wednesday, that will be held at 12:30. Beef is still what's for dinner. It's just become a pricier option. The price of beef per pound has risen more than 10% over the past year and expected to rise another 4 to 5% this year, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Keeping up with the changes made to regulations regarding trucking can be an almost continuous process for farmers. Kevin Rund, the Illinois Farm Bureau Senior Director of Local Government, conducted a Rules of the Road workshop at the Macon County Farm Bureau. He will hold similar sessions throughout the state in the coming weeks. The annual 4-H FFA Rabbit Workshop will be held at Southwestern High School's Ag Department at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, the 25th. After a morning of learning about rabbits, youth can try out their skills from 10:30 until 11 at the Rabbitathon, followed by an awards presentation and free pizza for all the participants from 11:30 until about noon, and there will also be rabbits available for sale. Online registration is available at web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. For more information, you can contact Judy Benz, the 4-H program coordinator, at the Jersey County Extension Office at 618-498-2913 or 217-854-9604. Or contact Tim Reed, the Agricultural Sciences at Southwestern High School at 618-729-3211. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have their annual dinner dance featuring the band The Fundamentals. This will be held on Saturday, March 3rd at 6 o'clock at the Witt Lyons Building. Tickets are $15 per person and will include the meal and drinks. For tickets, contact Julie Nodal at 217-273-4768 or Dorothy Archibald at 217-566-6501. The Southwestern Electric Cooperative will have a geothermal open house. It will be held on Saturday, March 17th from 9 until 2 at the home of Nels and Jennifer Van Ostrom at 10304 Brandt Road, Warden. The system in the Van Ostrom's home was installed by Ernst Heating and Cooling of Hemel, and a representative of the company will be there as well, and light refreshments will be served. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.